Ramona Jones.
It's me, Jamie.
Hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
Everything came together in a booth. Years later, and we're still in a booth. Do a podcast with the interviews. Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume over in the limousine. Got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winning team, about to do the thing. Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit. Put the kid tag, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bag, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we gon' lead a suit. To the room in the game, looking for recruits. Let's go now.
Share and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Yes.
Got the beds. It's been a while, y'all.
We got to bed. Gotta okay.
Get things back in order. And if you would like to sponsor or advertise the show, please hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com. I had to make sure I remember the email.
It's the name and Gmail.
Yeah, bro. I got all the emails.
Man, he been emailing it too.
You get a lot of spam going on.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say a lot of Hispanics. But I was like,
bro. But you said it. So
I was saying, I was like, what they got to do with
it? Like, that's not what I said.
What the spam messages be?
Huh? It'll be weird stuff. I don't know. You know, once you get an email going after so long, then you start getting all of it. I'm like, bro, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, but we ain't been on so a while, so all the emails and requests and stuff kind of slowed down. So, but we're back
with shenanigans.
Ladies and
let's go.
Gentlemen.
What are we doing today? Since it's been so long, we had to do a...
Oh, well let's kind of give an update.
Yeah.
Hey, what everybody been doing? Well, first of all, the Falcons, we still here. I don't know.
Are we though?
I don't even know who on the team this year.
Right.
But
we're supposed to be good this year, so we'll see.
It's always allegedly.
No. Right. You know what? I'll go with you because when the Falcons, you just totally turn your back, they sneak up and do something, and then when you think they're gonna do something,
and they roll you back in.
They
and
trash.
They slap you back down. Don't worry about it.
So maybe.
Well, they did get the running back from was Tennessee. The new running back that they got.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be real good.
Yeah.
Can't win by
they
yourself.
They still need so many pieces. You got to get
it's
you
football.
Gotta get, yeah. You got to get more than one person.
If you got a good running game, passing game, they should have a good passing game based off the pieces that they have. You know, you got a great tight end. You got a great.
Kyle Pitts. That's all I care about.
Yeah. I mean, they have like real. You know,
we got somebody on defense too. Who was that?
Brady Jarrett.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Oh, somebody did you draft?
Yeah. Who was that?
That came to the Falcons.
I don't even know.
But the pieces. That
we'll
have,
see.
You know.
I got. We
gonna
we'll
see.
Georgia football. You know, it's very controversial based off of just everything that's going on off the field. However, it looks like they can possibly three-peat. So, you know,
we'll see.
You know, or you think it's going back to Alabama?
I don't think it's Bama. I don't know. They might do it. They might not.
First three-peat, right?
That's
like,
all.
Nobody
in this era, I think they may have, like, Nebraska. I don't know. Back in the day, may have been. But I don't know. Like, in the BCS and college football playoff. And like, this era, this generation now.
No.
You know, I don't think nobody even been close. Well, Alabama been close to it back. But yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, so...
Clive since Campus was the name I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got him on the down spiral.
That's a
career.
Yeah. That's just a piece. We need a team.
I mean,
we need a whole team.
Yeah, we need a whole team.
He's probably going to be more instrumental in the locker room.
Yeah, just a rah-rah guy.
Some older guy.
Leadership stuff.
But,
like Marcus Smart, because that's going to be huge for the Grizzlies, I think.
Oh, basketball. Yeah.
Because they were all young. It's a young team.
Yeah, he still play. He's a player.
So
we'll
see. They're finna dye his hair blue now.
Right. I was thinking, you gonna dye your hair?
Yeah, gonna go dye blue now. But yeah, man. So KIU is online classes.
Yeah.
make sure y'all go. And take them online classes, KIU. Just go to courses. The whole first course is 5 classes, 5 hours of free class. So you can go and log on right now, subscribe, all that stuff. Plug in at KingdomImpactUniversity.com.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Speaking of school, we have a graduate.
Yeah. Love Jones is going to Savannah College of Art and Design, SCAD, starting in the fall. And so it'll be our first graduate out of the house.
Is she going to the actual
one
Savannah
down, three
campus?
Go.
Or the Savannah?
Yeah. Get my wife ready because she's going to be crying.
You're going to be crying.
It's about, about time to go in.
Man, I ain't crying.
No, it's September.
I'm going to just tell her to go out there. Look, man, what you've been taught. Hurt.
They leave late.
Yeah, they do.
Get in the presence of God and do your thing. And
then while your tears are running.
Right. You can't even get it out.
But
I'm going to just cry right now.
Get in the presence of God.
Right.
No.
You acting up. You know you're going to be crying.
It's weird. I mean, you got to, I'm cry. Learning to let go. and I mean, she ready. She's ready,
We're not talking about her. We're talking about you.
No, I'm ready.
To cry.
I'm ready. She's, 3 hours away? We'll go to the beach.
Cry.
And visit her.
You in the cry.
But Mona now.
Y'all, man, I'm so
Mona.
Good.
Y'all pray for
I
me.
I cry for
man,
her.
Man, she's the only girl and you the daddy. Get out of here.
Yeah. I cried when I dropped her off when she was 9 months.
Right, that's all the crying
I'm going to do.
That's
right
mama.
There. I'm done. That was it. That's all you get.
Lot, that's a lot that's changing. Other things that's changing. We're starting other free lives. Free life making, free life Miami.
So it's a lot
going on. But God is blessing us and we're moving, with as many things as we have to do.
And although you don't cook chicken.
Yeah.
I have a spice. Come on.
Yeah, that's hilarious in itself.
Look at the picture though. That's funny.
I got a spice. So Valido Foods, they're out of Dallas, Texas. Did a deal with Christian hip hop artists. It's like 7-8 of us that with different spices, and mine is chicken, of course, because that's how I get down.
What?
And, I can't cook.
That sentence made no sense.
What?
And mine is chicken because that's how I get down.
Because I like chicken. Chicken nuggets.
I was like, what?
Chicken nuggets, chicken.
Everything. Right.
Baked chicken, grilled chicken.
Chicken milkshakes.
Chicken wings.
Ew.
Rotisserie chicken.
Chicken soup.
Yeah. So that makes sense, And big shout out to VZ Von Zell. Big shout out to MC Nice, and then all the other artists that were chosen with different spice based off of their ethnic group or based off of their areas of where they live or what have you. They matched up the spice based off of them, and they picked chicken for me.
So where can you get it?
Right now, you're going to be able to order it, but whoever carries Valido Foods, you're going to be able to get it there, too.
Nope.
So make sure y'all get them spices, bruh. Get them spices, bruh.
Hey, and it's like a record deal. Yeah. So, you get paid
residual.
Based off of sales.
Yeah.
I'm about to go platinum.
Platinum on site.
Platinum seasoning.
Yes. On the season, bro.
I'm a platinum seasoned artist.
Right.
So I was telling everybody.
I'm a seasoned artist.
I'm waiting to see what God is going to do
in this new season.
Oh, God.
I'm very excited about that. It's something different, and then Kent Jones Show, we were called to do another season. So
that's huge.
So it's a lot that's going on.
Kai's over here trying to remember his butt.
Yeah, he don't know where his butt is at. I'm trying to give you some claps.
I'm trying to give you some claps.
Praise
his butt. He was looking for it. Hold on.
Yeah, we got another season of the Kent Jones Show going on. It's being carried in other markets right now. Big shout out to TV 57 and you know, Ryan Swartz.
Miss Dorothy.
And Miss Dorothy, Mama yes. Dorothy. We have an angel that lives in Augusta that shown us a lot of favor that was very instrumental in me having this show. And so, you know, you was like my first guest.
Yeah.
And my second guest. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and then we've been going from
there. We've been growing, yeah.
And, you know, next season we're looking to have, you know, just more named artists and just build it bigger and bigger. I don't want to give some of the secrets away. But Ryan's been working very hard to secure some those talents. So, you know, that's what's
praise
happening.
God.
All right.
So if y'all been wondering where we been, we just kind of got busy a little bit, but we back in it, y'all. We back in it on the
booth. We got Jazz. We found Jazz.
Man, we found Jazz. Yeah, we had to go find Jazz.
Who found
Jazz? Jasmine was. Well,
I wasn't lost, guys.
Under the sea, but we had to go find the sea.
She got a new nose ring.
Yeah. On the other side. Why it was on this side, right?
No, it's the same.
The same
nose
side?
Yeah.
It was on this side, though.
The whole time?
Yeah, it was just tiny. Probably paying no attention.
So you got paid and got a big diamond.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, it's two of them.
No, it's one. It's just a twirl. So I could take it out. It's just one.
Ah.
Yeah.
I pull them all out like a booger butt.
It doesn't hurt though.
No. No, it don't hurt. Just like an ear piercing. After a while, it don't hurt no more.
Man, my ear piercing, that don't still hurt, man.
Boy, that thing don't hurt.
You got that for
30 years.
Man, if I put the wrong one in there, like the one that screw, that don't hurt.
Oh, you just pinching the skin. That ain't got nothing to do with your actual hole.
Well, I can't see back though, so I don't know what be going on. I just know it hurt.
Why are we talking about your lungs, please?
We are gonna go back, man, and just since we took a little, you know, hiatus and we back. Today is our best of the In the Booth,
yeah.
In the Booth recap. We just going back and just look back at some of our highlights, some of our favorite moments.
Oh,
we weren't able to do all of them. It's too many moments. And in the booth to just go back and look at all of them,
right.
But we tried to get a good, you know, good handful of them that we could just go back share with you for those that missed it or maybe for those that
there it is.
I can't even, bro. Oh, shout out to Miss Cardella too for the breakfast. Oh
yay.
My goodness.
Yay.
Oh my God.
That man almost ate his plate.
We almost had a bro. We had a real breakfast this morning, y'all. Usually our breakfast. Y'all seen our breakfast before. Y'all seen the donuts and the
granolas.
Yeah, just junk.
Whole granola.
Yeah, so we had a real breakfast. Shout out. So I'm feeling good. But we just want to go back and look at some of the highlights of In the Booth, man. And it was, like I said, it was hard picking these. And, man, I cried laughing just picking them. So what we got first?
Yeah.
We're gonna share some of these moments. It's kind of like a best of.
I guess the goal, of course, would be.
Explain to those who don't know what a vasectomy is.
It ain't no more.
All right, so look here. So what happens is.
Why did you find extra wires? I'm so done.
These are what they have to operate on. You know, since we're saying vasectomy, so they'll know.
They want your son to voluntarily go in there and get this wire cut right here.
Yeah, and then get it reattached when you're ready.
And then when it gets up.
And they be like, we had complications putting it back together.
Yeah, you're not going to cut my wife.
You got to find another way to cut down on teenage pregnancy.
It's called parenting.
Yeah, that, I know.
Yeah, you got to.
But they, my thing is.
But you can't, you just can't do the guy.
Yeah, just.
You just can't.
And then redo it.
Ooh, that hurt.
Vasectomy.
That hurt. That hurt.
You done
missed
the whole
course. Well, I missed the whole course.
What the fuck, man? What you doing?
That took a cut too much.
Right. They came back with one.
What in the world? Oh, what in the world?
You got to put that in your pocket.
Oh my gosh. How much time we got left? Oh, jeez.
That's going to be like the crumpled dollar chain.
And you're crying. Okay. Can you please?
Man, your wet nightmare.
Oh, can you
get
please?
Ready to get busy, and you see this right here. And you,
voice of God. Voice of God.
You see this right here.
Y'all are so inappropriate. Y'all are so inappropriate.
Hey, baby, it's somebody to tell you.
So inappropriate.
Oh, man. That moment right there, bro. When I was just going through the show, I said, we got to do this one, man. But the thing that made this whole clip is that you had two props just under the table.
We didn't plan that. We didn't plan that.
Yeah, we didn't plan that.
It was just there.
But, bro.
I mean, I was cleaning up and, you know.
What?
I was, you know, cleaning up for church and, you know, put all the stuff in there. And then just, it was on this table. But then when we got ready to do the show, I just put it down here. And then, so everything was just right
there. So when you look down, that's
stupidity
what you thought.
Available. Bruh. Right.
I was just that right
give,
there.
I was just trying to give everybody a visual.
Bruh, that right there is
then he kept putting away and bringing it back like I was saying.
Then you dropped it. It was like, oh.
Dumb. That's what it is.
Man, I cried.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
but that yeah, that moment was just one of the funniest moments here in the booth. But let go to the... to the second story. This was, I believe this may have been was it three things, something like that, three places that you want to go by yourself, or that you, that you want to go by yourself. In one of them that we chose was the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
The restroom.
Oh, yeah.
So this was a part of three things. You know, we always have our games, top five, three things, or this or that. This was one of our three things segment. I believe one of them that the first thing we said was three things that you do not, three places you don't want to go by yourself, and then three places that you do. And this moment came in the three places that you do want to go by yourself.
Yes.
You prefer to go by yourself.
The bathroom. My children have full conversations. Yeah. I'm like, bro, can I please?
The quietest place ever for men is the bathroom.
Ain't nobody saying nothing. You can be by somebody. Nobody's looking.
All you see is their feet.
That's it.
We do not talk.
Nobody talks
in the bathroom.
Yeah. And noise.
And because it's so quiet, if somebody having an episode in there, you can hear everything. I heard a dude like he was having a baby in there. I was like, oh my God.
Inside coming
say
out.
This, man. <It's> just, I was like, oh my God. I mean, I just keep flushing. If I have to go, I just keep flushing so you can hear some noise. You just keep flushing.
You know what? You want to
flush? Yeah, you want to flush?
You want to flush?
Yeah, I just keep flushing and let mine go. I just keep flushing.
Are there any other three places you prefer to go?
I hold my feet up. Some people can't see my shoes.
That's him right there. That's him.
I learned that men don't talk in the bathroom, and that you use the restroom with your feet up to hide your shoes.
So when you come out, people would be like, "Oh, that was him." Because when somebody come out and they were killing it, and I see them shoes,
I'd be like, baby, that joker just showed out in the bathroom.
God, that joker just gave birth.
He's a new dad.
It's bad that if he's not saying nothing or moving, like it ain't like he's saying something. It's just his butt talking the whole time.
Okay.
When you like not saying that, but you can't. You trying to be quiet in the bathroom.
You just waiting for somebody to say.
He being quiet, but it,
y'all having a conversation.
Where's the music? Dumb.
Man, but that's true.
And the men bathroom.
Yeah,
we don't
quiet.
Do that.
Do we do?
It's quiet.
We don't look at feet.
The men bathroom is quiet.
Got too many rules. Conversations.
The hardest part of going to the bathroom is the initial. You got to do number two. The initial.
Like, the initial what?
The initial push.
Oh, the push.
I thought you meant like. That was my fault. Push. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ash.
You don't know what sound going to come out. You don't know that one going to slide out. It's going to be a... You don't know what it's going to be.
You don't know what...
And then you try to control it with your abs.
That's why you do core work. That's why you do core work right there.
So bad.
You ain't trying to disrupt the room.
No,
it's a bathroom.
That's why I just get in there and flush and then push. That motherfucker like,
ah!
You don't know what's
going
on.
What noise is that?
You don't know what. I don't know. Whatever come out be hitting in the flush.
Okay.
Do you ever have girls that say, come to the bathroom with me? Like, what is it?
That's a girl thing. We go to the bathroom together.
We know we got a lot going on.
Y'all, the person that's asking don't have to do no number two.
They might.
If you got to do number two, you invite somebody to go
do number two?
Y'all do that?
No, man. Come on, man.
I will tell you all.
Like, yeah.
Man, I feel like because, especially if you're somebody's mama, like kids, we're so used to having to talk in the bathroom. Yes. Answer questions, do homework in the bathroom.
Are you in there like...
Your kids don't care. Like, I could be in there about to die myself and my child walk in and somebody say, can I get some gum?
Like, really? Like, get out of here
right now.
But you just invited a whole adult.
I'm talking about like a public bathroom. The girl,
no, I'm saying
girl.
We're so used to just being in the bathroom, smelling, talking, whatever.
I need a midwife. Yeah.
I don't need nobody to go to the bathroom with me. I'll be back. Y'all stay here. Yeah, give me peace and quiet. Nobody.
Because anybody I know in there. I'm not trying to.
I think
to go
also
to
the whole going to the bathroom thing was more of a safety thing for girls anyway. Yeah. It's not really that we want to be in there together. It's that we always been taught to go to the bathroom with somebody because we're females.
That's true.
Like as your status goes up, you want the more private your bathroom you want. Like if I love to see somebody like Jake's or Pastor Dollar in a regular bathroom.
Doing what?
Like, because it'd be funny. Be like, man, that dude got some great shoes on.
You gonna think about that right then?
That dude got on the Gucci loafers. Oh, that Bishop Jakes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what you had? Steak?
Yeah. So I wouldn't.
You're dumb. Listen, for those of you,
I'm not
sniffing out the place. Yeah,
don't get offended because I mean, I'm just picked the name. But what I'm saying is, like, you want a private, because everybody's going to be looking at you. You know,
I think that's in your mind. Everybody's not looking at you.
Nah,
no, they look.
They look at the shoes. We do look at the shoes.
That's the real thing.
If
you going in, now you've just in there, and you know ain't nothing. Then I. But if it's like,
oh my god.
And you see your shoes.
To find an assessment of it. So based off their shoes, you can tell what country they from.
Not what country they from. Not yourself a whole profile based on like, shoes.
He's from
Pakistan.
Nigeria.
You're not supposed.
He is from.
You're not supposed to say anything.
He is from Sudan.
Stop it.
Got the dashiki legs all the way down with the flip flops.
That so
joker from
Kai. Let me move on.
That joker shoes. Oh my god.
Y'all are dumb.
Or joker got on thong flip flop.
Oh
joker
man.
From Alabama.
Flip flop.
Yeah.
Just stop from, while you ahead.
Yeah,
okay. Stop.
Okay. Oh, he's ahead.
Yeah, actually he is. Yeah.
That's sad.
That's
but
sad.
Women don't care.
No. Because we deal with number one, number two, and number three.
And I'm
okay. Because we got
so we got a lot going
either
on.
Either way.
Yeah.
And then when y'all said y'all bathrooms be nasty, I couldn't believe that.
Do y'all go in high heels? Or do you take the heels off?
No, I'm not putting my feet on the bathroom floor.
What?
Why would we take off
our shoes?
On prom shoes.
That's why we got a lot going on.
What was the other option?
To satisfy y'all, we got to go in there with dresses and high heels.
You got dresses.
We got to roll them up.
Look, you got to use the bathroom.
You don't want it to touch the ground.
Know. Yeah.
Dress, get dipped in that dress.
I would burn my clothes.
And
just walk out naked.
And the prom queen got noodle on the back of her dress.
Yeah, you got. It's a lot to think about.
No, I think about them people with the long dress that go to the bathroom. Yes. Like that's what I be thinking about. People,
yeah, that
hairstyle.
Now, I'm gonna tell y'all a gift that women have.
What
is that?
Y'all got hold stuff for a long time.
That's why, because we got to do all of that.
Man.
Like, we think about all the stuff we got
to
do.
Go to the bathroom.
Some people got to unravel their whole body when they go in there because they got on body suits.
Yeah,
girdles.
They got body. Yeah,
they got to pee before they get dressed. And they don't want to drink nothing.
They got a lot of stuff going on.
That's a whole task.
That's why we can hold.
All that stuff to get down.
You got to take out.
Your whole body fall apart in the bathroom. You got to put it back together. Like, nah.
Like a dog on a potato.
That's why we be in there. Like, girl, get that button.
Got to unbutton
that. That's why they bring other people so they can zip them back up.
Oh, yeah. Not make sense.
Yeah, you gotta have somebody hold that one, tuck that one back in. You know what I'm talking about?
Bro. That's crazy, man. I ain't never really think about that. Yes. Like, y'all
whole
got
body
a lot
on
going
phone.
On.
Like, do I really gotta pee?
And don't have little kids with you. You gotta do all of that too. And make sure your kids
being that cussing your kid out. You mad because they gotta pee?
Yeah, you like, you gotta wait.
I've seen you hold your pee for 10
this
hours.
This is why.
I was like, man, I ain't holding nothing.
Bruh. I can't, my body won't let me.
Yeah, I ain't holding nothing.
Bruh, I be in the car like, whoa.
Yeah.
Got a dog
on. That's crazy. But I ain't.
So have y'all ever had a point where y'all didn't make it to the bathroom?
No, I mean, you go anywhere.
Yeah, man, we just.
I'm talking about poop. Or anytime you ever, your stomach will hurt, and the closer you got to the house type thing.
I go anywhere, bro.
Literally anywhere.
Even if you poop, you go anywhere.
Literally anywhere.
So you on the side of the highway wiping your butt with leaves?
No. I don't have to poop like that.
Not based on what he just said.
Yeah. It's just falling out, huh?
Yeah. Anywhere you poop anywhere? I can't.
That's what he just said.
And I go to the hotel.
Yeah,
that's the safest.
Go to hotel lobby. Nah, I go to the hotel.
This ain't the poop show, but I just
I go in the hotel while I stay there and just walk straight to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just always clean. And then ain't nobody in there because they go to their room.
Any hotel.
That's true.
Yeah, like a Holiday Inn or something. That nice one, not a motel, but a hotel. Just walk through the lobby like you stay there, go in the bathroom. There's nobody ever in there. Always clean.
I did that one time and I missed their toilet up. And I was, they was like, have a good day. And I was like,
you one of them
and I didn't know
flushes.
It was
oh,
broke.
Man, let's go to the next one. So
it was
broke. Shut up.
Cool.
Okay. How you tell my whole toilet system?
It was broke.
A system. The whole floor. The whole first floor bathrooms is gone.
Got the whole camera leaving.
They over there reviewing the camera. She wasn't even a guest.
Yeah, she wasn't a guest here. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. We stayed on the pool for long.
Yeah, that
is real.
Y'all knew
but,
it was going to
happen. One of our moments that we do on, you know, that we've done on in the booth is Quartet Tuesday. So we had to go back.
Oh, Lord.
And pull up one of our infamous Quartet Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So let's go back and I don't even know if we rehearsed this.
We didn't.
Yeah, this is live, y'all.
Anything? No.
Yeah. This is improv.
Look at this man right here.
Look at how he's holding the phone, man.
Listen. This song goes up to my spirit a couple of years ago.
To all of y'all that
a couple of minutes ago.
Everybody, we gotta sing this right
now. Oh, gosh.
I gotta clean up what I messed up.
I couldn't even stop laughing.
I'm starting my life over again.
Hey,
I gotta clean up what I messed up. I started my life over again. I made up in my mind, I ain't robbing no more.
Look at you.
Robbing no more.
Cause a man that rob can't walk back
to the store.
Can't walk back to the store.
Yes. But I messed up.
Here we go.
I'm starting my life over again. I need to clean up. Clean up your stuff. But I messed up. Did you waste that juice on the counter? I'm starting my life over again. Yeah. I made up in my mind. I ain't bathing no more.
I gotta clean up
what you messed up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, man. So that's a
legendary.
Legendary. Sing that song.
Cats and Spirituals.
Cats and Spirituals.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have known.
We ain't robbing no more. We ain't bathing no more.
Yeah. We ain't bathing no more.
But we love to sing on this show. So we could sing. A song can be just, it could just pop out of anywhere. We could be playing a
we
game.
We are a musical show.
It's a musical show, so it ain't. It's a lot of stuff is unrehearsed. So
all of it's unrehearsed. Yeah,
a lot of it.
Yeah, all of it.
99.9999
Unscripted, but we got to singing a song. We were finished.
We got to singing a song.
A game
with
called
Trey Quartet.
A game called finish that line.
Talking slave.
Yes. We got to breathing and stuff.
When Master let us go during our lunchtime.
Oh man. We got to read.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Stop. I got apple juice on the floor.
Man. With sparkles.
Sparkle. Right. I can drink a sparkle apple juice. But the game was called Finish That Line, and it was songs. And the line to this song was Different Strokes. And we didn't even know all the words, we just kind of made it through the song. So this was a moment of one of our sing-alongs, our improv sing-alongs on In the Booth. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
That might be right for you.
Ever in the song with a hum?
That was back in the day. We loved, but Different Strokes.
Those,
was the,
yeah,
that you those too young for that.
Yeah, you too young for that. You know the song?
Unborn.
Yeah,
you were born. Yeah,
Unborn.
Different Strokes.
Unborn. What is the Different Strokes of like your era?
They don't have that. Mm-hmm. Not Different Strokes.
Like a good show.
Man, they had Martin and Fresh Prince.
Like Blended Families or something. Nothing.
Yeah, no, they didn't have that.
Wow.
They didn't have that. Amen, 227, Give Me a Break.
They just went straight into
Martin and Fresh Prince. Like
you had Martin?
Yeah. Martin and Fresh Prince.
That's, what about Family Matters?
Yeah. Family Matters? That's their era.
Family Matters, yeah.
Yeah, that's their era.
My kids still watch that stuff. Family Matters.
But they ain't nothing like the Mateys. Nothing like the Mateys.
And they've gotten rid of, I don't want to say they've gotten rid of, but it's very difficult to find a family show.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
as close you're gonna get is what, Modern Family?
That is not a family show.
According to TV, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
is. It's not.
That's a restructured family.
Exactly. That's the family now. Right.
Well,
what they wanted to look like.
What was the last family show?
Cosby Show.
You're talking about late 80s.
With
that's not
mom,
the last,
dad,
last.
And all kids.
Late 80s was the last one.
No, Family Matters would be before. Yeah, My Wife and Kids.
Family Matters.
My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids was the
The Wayans. Man, that junk's so fun. I love My Wife and Kids.
Yeah. He was the last one, probably.
He's probably the last one.
Damon Wayans. Okay.
I didn't watch it, but
and those are all his kids. That's not a
Blackish.
Blackish?
Blackish was the first one. It was the last one. Blackish.
Those are all his kids.
All his kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Blackish, that's hilarious too.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I think that's the last representation of
just the whole full family. Nuclear family.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got some coming out.
Yeah, but it's so thin. It's so thin, bro.
That don't count.
Thin pickings. It is.
Yeah.
So hey,
because you
family together to show your family.
Yeah, I mean you had good times. You had that's just what it was.
Show.
It was family
named
show.
Named after a family. Right?
Jeffersons.
Yeah. Everything was family.
Jeffersons. They had kids.
They had kids.
They were grown.
I guess they recorded there. Like the setting was they were older.
Right.
But they were still a family though. They still But one of the funniest moments that we had on this show. We had a guest, Elijah Ketchup, on the show.
This joint right here.
Jasmine didn't make this show. But we had a guest on here, and I don't know how the conversation
got to this.
Got to
I think
this.
I
don't know
it,
what
I
was the
here.
Subject. I can't remember what the subject was.
I think that was
no.
The subject,
the subject was name the least sexiest place. You talk about relationships.
Yeah, but
and
that was
in kingdom relationships.
Okay, and then you diverted into that.
Well, the least sexy place.
But we were talking about church in. Okay, with Elijah Ketchup. You know, from a singles perspective.
Right. You're trying to get, you know, they want you to find somebody in church.
Church, yeah.
But, yeah.
And so you diverted into the least sexiest place on the planet.
It's Sunday morning.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's got a lot of views on YouTube, so.
Yeah.
Because
it's real.
Because it's real.
Yeah, tell me the truth. The least sexy place in the world
what is
at a Sunday morning service.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, some of them be fine though.
They be fine.
But the atmosphere is
bro, cool. The atmosphere. Yes. Yeah, it'd be like, ew.
It ain't supposed to be. You're here for worship. You're for the Lord.
Like, in the booth.
But in the beginning, God created. Okay, and then he said, be fruitful and multiply. Yeah. That was the worship was the first mandate. Be fruitful and multiply was the first mandate.
So it is now.
Be like, but it'd be like, the kingdom.
Can you move on?
Y'all want to hear some good? Well, listen, boy, I got some good kingdom nuggets for you. Yeah.
Time for the count.
Yeah. I got a word for you. We finna lay hands. Yeah.
That was all foundation. Okay. Please go. You know what?
You can't come back. You can't come back. I'm blaming you. You can't come back.
Turn to Genesis 2.
Okay.
Tell me the truth.
Yeah. That moment there was.
Oh my goodness. God.
I don't even know how I thought that grabbed
that jump, boy.
Ignorant.
I was fighting to breathe, boy.
You almost felt like the least sexy place.
Yeah.
Just complete turn off.
Yeah. Turn your Bibles with me.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, boy.
They make it that way. That's how they built it. They can't see your ankles, can't see your elbows, can't see your neck.
And all of that is women.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Right.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with y'all.
Well, it got everything to do with them.
How? Y'all don't have to do nothing. You don't have to change anything.
Yeah, they trying to keep the men from looking too hard. That what that was.
That don't stop nothing.
It don't.
No,
it
at all.
It don't. If he gonna look, he gonna look.
Yeah, he gonna find someone like, boy, look at that girl, hello, buying to my sexy.
Men still got imaginations. Yeah, ain't nothing you can do about that.
That probably make it worse. You gotta use that mug.
Yeah.
Man, so yeah, back in the day they used to try to make you wear a slip so you can't see the silhouette. Yeah, you don't remember the slips back in the day? Yeah.
That's the purpose of a slip.
Yeah.
I don't know where y'all, because we didn't want to wear them.
I'm talking about what? Yeah. Nobody wants to put on more clothes.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know what like, a slip what? Was for. Yeah. I didn't know it was so you can't see the silhouette.
When he's standing up on stage and you got the light shining through.
Yeah.
And the way all black women are built, that silhouette didn't do nothing. That slip didn't slip nothing.
Yes.
Stockings and
that's
a slip.
That's why they needed somebody to go to the bathroom with them. I see. But you got a slip on body work. You got somebody got to unzip you in the back.
Like having an astronaut outfit on.
No.
What took you so I just got undressed?
Wow.
Like I peed on myself.
Yeah. Pantyhose, drawers. Hey, bro.
But you got pantyhose and drawers on.
And a slip.
And a camisole.
Y'all better make it in heaven for all that.
But some of the mothers though, they need a slip. But I don't want to see. I don't want to see no mothers.
Don't do that to the mothers.
I don't want to see no mother silhouette.
I'm sorry, mother silhouette.
I don't want to see no mother.
Shut up.
Mother, you keep wearing that slip.
You slip on sister.
Yeah, you wear your slip, mother.
Matter of fact, wear two.
Well, I don't want to see no.
They don't even make slips no more.
I don't want to see your knees, mother. Mother, no.
Yeah, no ankles.
Yeah.
No. You ain't want to see them ankles?
No. Uh-uh.
Got that little dust on that little shed.
I don't want to make a mistake and see your shed.
That little Parmesan?
Uh-uh, not Parmesan.
What? You'd be like, this spaghetti's so good. Yeah, I used the back of my foot for the cheese. Oh,
yeah. Mother don't wear no slip. Shaped like a frog on the
back. Stop. All right, moving on.
Read it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, mother man. Set like a frog.
Skinny legs. Oh,
another game we were doing.
The bottle was big at the top.
Another.
No, mother, please.
Another game we were doing.
Then she want to wear a bodysuit.
Oh, my God, mother.
Looking
no.
Like groom. Oh, they be trying to be sexy. Nah, it ain't like the back in the
looking
day.
Like loose change.
Now they be trying to wear purple hair and all that. Like, oh, ladies.
Oh, like a Crown Royal bag. Yeah.
Man, like she still feel like she got it.
Nah, mama, no.
I'm just saying at church.
The Lord said, "Ain't say nothing but a number." Yeah, but them thighs.
I'm just messing. Do your thing. I ain't no messing with you.
No, don't do that thing. Do something else. Don't do that one.
Don't make it. Let them wear a slip.
Yeah.
Don't make a wear a slip.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Says so.
Next clip we were playing a game. We were playing a game. And
I'm gonna put four eyes.
We
clip.
Were thank you. We were guessing the lines to songs.
Oh yeah. Oh, I remember Lord. This.
We were guessing we had R&B songs, we had gospel songs, Christmas carols, and the we were just saying, I was just saying the lyrics.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you giving, no, don't give it away. Just, no, just let them
don't
watch
have
it.
Shame now.
So I was giving the lyrics to a gospel song in our brother Canton.
Our pastor.
Jones.
Wait, what's your whole accolade? What's your whole name? Yeah.
Dr. Reverend Canton, Pastor. Reverend Deacon Seasonings.
Yeah. Canton Seasonings
is one of your titles.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dr. Seasonings.
Yeah, but go ahead and run the clip. This is him, just his mind was somewhere else, so just forgive him, y'all.
I don't know what was going on.
Come on, I couldn't
recognize him.
Laying low, resting pause, sleeping long, what slow motion. Favorite? Gonna do, shoulda, coulda, woulda,
done. What they doing?
Excuses.
Oh, that man not reliable.
No. What they doing, bro?
I hadn't gave my life to the Lord by then.
Okay, right.
It need to
y'all
be a song,
know what this
bro.
Is.
You got to sing it. Go ahead.
Laying low, resting pause,
no.
Sleeping long, slow motion. Gonna do what I done. Excuses.
Sleeping long, slow motion.
It did sound like a second song.
Seems like you made it all that way.
Exactly.
That sounded like a second song. Hey, he
Joker said I was saying.
I ain't know.
It did sound like a mainstream song.
The Mary song, Mary song. What's the name of the song?
Get up, mm-hmm.
Get up,
get up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that part,
name,
get up,
it's
yeah.
A part of her morning show.
Yeah, get up.
Get up.
And so it was resting.
Right.
Rest and fall, sleeping long, something slow motion.
Yeah, I just wait for the get up.
Nobody get the word.
Jesus in there.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, oh, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. Everybody, what's this? What they doing? And then Brother Canton was like, well, I had to give my life to the Lord back then.
I
was like, oh, this is getting worse. It's getting
but
worse.
But I'm saying, say the words again.
Yeah. Laying low, resting
pause,
pressing pause, sleeping long,
slow motion.
Get on a do,
woulda,
shoulda,
woulda done.
Get up, excuse.
Stop saying get up.
Get up.
Okay, we didn't even get to get up yet.
That's,
Get up. Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know what they say after get up.
It makes sense.
No, no, no.
If you don't stop, get up.
You got a lot to do. 24 hours.
That's
but what's right after get up? Get up.
Can't sit down. If you gotta get down.
So y'all saying they did an R&B song?
Get up, sit down.
And just made it a gospel.
That song is a straight up freaking D. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, get up.
Oh man.
Oh, that's the one what gospel song.
Huh?
I said that's the one gospel song. Remember we had a show, which gospel song, or y'all asked what song can y'all make love to that's like gospel.
Doggone. Oh. All CC BB and CCY
stuff. Yeah.
I lost without you.
Exactly.
And the trip about it is you thought that there was husband and wife.
You thought that. I knew they was about.
And
I
they brother that. And sister.
Yeah, they brother.
When I thought
brothers,
that for
yeah,
the longest.
Yeah, look at your face. Yeah.
They
brother,
brother and sister.
They brother and sister. That makes that song. That
I didn't
makes
know that
that song
for the longest.
Super gross
weird.
Now. Right, yeah. Right.
Extra weird.
Why I don't listen
to it.
Easy to see.
I'm
like, wait.
And then addictive love. And, yeah.
Addictive love.
Yeah.
I love those songs.
Yeah, those songs was great when you thought that they were husband
Mary,
and wife.
Yeah, I thought they were married.
I always knew they were brother and sister. I ain't never think
I mean, Winans, yeah. I didn't always know.
Yeah.
I learned.
I thought it was like a Kiki, Wyatt, and Avant type situation. Like they were never together, really, but they always sung together, right? Like Kiki and Avant, they had songs together. Mm-hmm. That's how I thought, like CeCe and.
But they was family though.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know they were family. I just thought they were like that. Those people that like just sing
they
together,
like Ashford and Simpson.
Yeah. I ain't get
that. Ashford and Simpson for a time.
Oh yeah, she don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know
who's
that.
Ashford?
Oh Lord, never mind.
Okay,
Ashford and Dunwoody.
That's true. Crime, I said, ain't that you hear me say ain't that a college or something? What is that?
She's an Ashford and Dunwoody.
Ashford and Dunwoody.
Yeah, I know what that says.
Spaghetti part of town. Yeah.
Right by the hop.
Yeah, right by the hop. Yeah. Who over there?
I don't know that guy.
Simpson and Ashford and Dunwoody.
Okay, we got it.
That's funny.
Goodness.
Oh man, now this clip. It's the funniest clip, the hardest I've ever laughed on this show. I cannot keep it together when I watch. Stop, Jasmine. I cannot keep it together when I watch this clip. But this is a clip that I don't know how we deviated into this because this was not.
Why do you always say you don't know how? There's no reason how we ever do anything.
This show had nothing to do with what it led into, but it got into the things that happen why Brother Canton Seasonings is sleeping.
Why is
I know what this is.
Why is that funny for you now?
Yeah, go ahead and run that.
What be happening
this
to your
the
life?
Hardest
wait
I've
a minute, she
got to
wake me
show.
Up.
Oh yeah.
And I tell her, wake me if I'm having dreams
in his dream.
Wake me up.
I talk to my sister. Jesus come back and then change
my job. I be trying to say something.
That's exactly what it is.
I be thinking I'm saying words.
Why are you laughing?
So
that's what you hear. But in the dream, I be saying words. But she, I can tell
wait
she.
Wait a minute.
Then she wake
wait
me
a
up.
Minute.
Can't get
in the middle of the night, you can wake up and he'll be like, oh.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah. Why is that funny?
Wake me up. Yeah, I used to have real bad dreams. And I could be saying something good.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever it is, just wake me up. Wake me up.
That's exactly how I'm saying.
Hey, why are you screaming though?
Huh? Like, I might be just trying to say something.
But in the real
and
world.
In her world, it's like,
oh my God.
Now sometimes I'm saying some real stuff. Sometimes I am saying some real like stuff. Like stop, come back. So what then I wake up like man, I knew what I was saying. And I'm like, no.
Why is that funny to you? Why are you crying? Okay.
But in my dream, I know what I'm saying. But on the outside, I'm gonna be like,
sometimes the kids are like that too.
And then in the dream, sometimes it'd be just a calm sentence, like, man, what you doing? But on the outside, I'm gonna be like, then I told mom, don't take the chance, just wake me up. Because you don't know if it's a good dream or a bad dream.
What is wrong with you?
Like,
Can you stop doing that?
Yeah, that's why
he's not gonna breathe.
See, that's why I'll let y'all.
Why you fall asleep in my house?
Oh, what? No.
Bro.
Why are you crying right now?
I can't watch that clip without crying, bro.
You've seen it 100
this
times.
This man was over here silently crying.
Every
like,
time I watch that clip. Man, that's the funniest thing, bro. God, oh, man.
And then
he said, I might just be saying something like, hey, man, what you doing?
In my dream. But that boy coming out.
It felt like Dracula.
And then I was telling Mona, I was like, man, I ain't had no dream like that in a long time. She was like, nope, you had one last week.
Yeah,
I was like, I just kicked you. Woke you up and went back to sleep.
Just kicked you and out the bed. I was like, I don't get it.
I was like, I don't even remember that one. That was like, she said,
the first time it happened, what was you thinking?
I was afraid. I was.
This is crazy.
I was like, oh, what have I gotten myself into? I did. But
you just used to it.
I'm used to it.
But I mean, the dream, I could be seeing, like I said, I could be talking to Jesus, bro. Yeah. It's just coming out weird.
Jesus in the dream, like, why are you yelling?
But I'm not yelling in the dream. In the dream, it's normal. Like, hey, man, what's happening, man? What's going on? But that junk coming out crazy. I don't know why it come out like that. And then I don't know why I don't get to say words. Like, my kids, if I walk in on them, they saying real words.
Yeah, I, like, have a whole conversation.
But yeah, they have
I've
real
seen
words.
That before. Yeah, but
my junk come out and scramble. I don't know why my junk won't come out clean.
Not clean.
Like, even if I feel like I'm saying, like, Jesus. If I'm, like, casting out a demon in my dream or something. I'm saying Jesus in the dream. My junk don't never come out clean. Like, Mona can have a dream and her junk, she's saying words, clean words. And I'm like, all right, woman, wake up. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, or why, or stop.
No.
Yes. Why? Or say stop. Like, he'll say stop or whatever. My junk won't. My junk gets scrambled.
Vampire mode.
And the demon be like, what is he doing?
No. But I might be saying something in another language.
Yeah, maybe.
He's speaking
I might be
tongue.
Speaking in tongues. I'm all like,
love you get to heaven and find out tongues.
Yeah, like God is talking like that.
I'm like, no, God, stop. No, God, no.
I'm like, that's
no. No, God, don't do that.
I'm like, that's what it was.
I was speaking a heavenly language.
A whole row of angels. They all like, no. Everybody like, I'm like,
and Kai's are laughing for eternity. No. Mm-mm.
Bro, I'll be in heaven laughing forever. I'll be in heaven laughing. Good morning. How you?
I don't know why that junk come out like that.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been laughing since he got here.
Episode. I'm like, no. You
oh,
had,
my goodness.
You did it last week.
You kicked
like,
me back
out. Like, I ain't know.
You been doing it all your life?
I mean, I don't know.
Since he was a little.
Like, I
you asked Kiki or Carmen? You
know, nobody. I was sleeping by myself for a long time.
They probably walked past that man room like he's stupid.
Like I said, I've always had bad dreams, and I started playing music to go to sleep. So I sleep to a sound. So I got to sleep. I sleep to a fan. Like I like sound when I go to sleep.
Does that make you not do it though?
No, in the middle of the video, that mug going, oh, he don't even know.
Like I don't remember the one last week, but sometimes I remember dreams and certain things, episodes, and you know, God tell me stuff that's happening, gonna happen, and all that type of stuff. Explain stuff, and so my dreams are real good. Just sometimes it'd be like I'd be trying, like I could be like asking God something, like, well, God, why? You know, I'm like, why this, why that? But Mona here, no. Like it ain't. And I tell her just in case any type of dream, bad or good just wake me up.
God,
you hear? Wake me up.
That man be in there getting the lottery numbers and like, oh, the mom's like, get up!
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I was on the last number!
Yeah, sometimes it'd be good she wake me up.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah, that was a laugh for the year for me, boy. That
for right the though. 2 years.
Oh man, so this last one, man, this was... The show was de-escalating.
Gotta gather his tears.
Yes, because this was about him.
Oh yeah, this one right here.
Yeah,
this was about him.
Was about...
Hey, and I actually went to his parents.
Hold on, let's get this, do this
wait,
show.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to talk about it.
And this was a story that I tried to de-escalate something.
Right, right.
So go ahead and run it. Game, they play Tennessee Balls. Me, my dad, my uncle Marty, Wade, and my sister.
No, you so we say Wade.
Yeah, and so we went to the Applebee's after the game, and the Tennessee fans came in. You know, this grown up, we won. We just going to get something to eat. I went to the restroom, washed my hands. My uncle came out first. One of the Tennessee fans, you know, students that came down there, said something, and you know, conflict resolution. I was like, you know, man, you know, yeah, okay, you know, chill out, you know, calm down. But the dude got in his face. The white kid, he probably was, I think he was like a student at Tennessee, and they had a crowd. So he kind of gave my uncle the chest bump like that. I was like, okay, wait a minute, man. All right, cool. Hey, let's just go sit down. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, y'all in each other's space. Now, y'all can chirp all you want to, you know. But you chest bump my uncle. Okay, all right, cool, man. Let's sit down. I was like, okay. I walk around him. He put his fingers in my uncle's face and knocked his glasses down. And his glasses hit the floor.
The sound.
So what did you do?
So here we go. Conflict resolution. What we do?
The conflict is over.
What did you
I'm looking at the glasses. First of all, I had to register that. I'm like, did you drop your glasses? Did he not, I mean, put his finger in your face? Come looking at the glasses broke on the floor. Yeah, they broke.
Oh, they broke.
Yeah.
Did your uncle charge him too?
Nah,
when you pushed him back, was he still trying to
see? My uncle was getting his glasses. My uncle was getting his glasses or whatever.
Mama hurt you as soon as I can see.
Nah, bro.
That just did for the whole time you've been sitting there.
Nah, I don't know. He was behind me.
I'm going to get you, bro.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Stop looking like that, bro. Because he didn't look like that. You like a black man.
I'm going to get you, bro.
He didn't turn into bottom ass, bro.
I'm going to get you, bro.
Wait till you're dumb.
Why you sitting like Ray Charles?
He's dumb. That's why.
When I get you, boy?
Can you stop? Please.
When I get you? I'm gonna get you.
I know, right? He listened like Ray Charles.
I'm gonna get you.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
Hey, now I actually asked his parents.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Asked his daddy about this story.
But he said the same thing.
Your daddy did not. Yes. Your daddy said you wasn't trying to de-escalate at all.
And you talking about the end. Nah, I can't. Because he wasn't there in the beginning.
The topic of the show was de-escalating.
And you were
saying that you de-escalated the situation.
I was,
you the one jumped on the dude.
Bruh.
Based off. And then your mama was like, wait, you de-escalated? This was your mama looking at you like, you?
Nah.
You de-escalated? And then he say, I don't yell or argue. She say, you don't argue?
Nah.
your mama would kill it all.
I need to get my uncle on the phone.
I got to tell your mama. Like, y'all,
you about to call him?
Who you calling?
Uncle Marty. No, for calling Uncle Marty.
Oh, you call? He calling Coach Wade.
Let me see if he
wait.
Oh,
you can you pipe him in?
Why your light?
I'm gonna put it on the thing because the
your light on.
Oh, man. He don't know how to use his phone.
It's our own phone. Oh, I always go off. It ain't went off today. Not yet. It's not that time.
Hey,
he might be out on the golf course.
Can he? Oh,
it's
man.
It's still ringing.
You gotta pipe it in, bro. You don't have your.
I'm gonna put it on speaker if he answers it, but I think he out on the golf course. He ain't gonna answer on the golf course.
It's definitely golfing time. Try to get out there.
And they both said that you didn't de-escalate.
They said that I tried to de-escalate. That's what I came to do.
The way you came in and said he chest bumped on, glasses fell, and I tried to, you know, because the other thing is you threw the man out of the restaurant.
That was at the end, bro.
That is the story of a de-escalation. When they be like, man, yeah, I came in calm, he started tripping, then I shot him. That means you didn't de-escalate the situation.
No. It was epic failure.
You know what I'm saying? So you're supposed to de-escalate the situation. If at the end of the story, bruh, you threw the guy out the out
through the window.
Way down through the window.
Daniel,
come on. Come on, Miss Canton.
Right. And he slid him down the bar. Slid him down the bar. And then threw him out. No, bro. And then you talking about you de-escalated.
Anyway, I did several attempts to de-escalate the situation.
I asked his mama about this story. And she was like, you de-escalated? And his daddy was like, no, you jumped all over the boy.
Nah,
that's what your daddy said,
man.
Bro.
Don't let me call my daddy, man.
Oh, Lord.
Your daddy said you jumped.
Basically, if you would have went to court, you would have been found
right. And make sure that you ask him the right questions. Because he finna start misleading with his questions.
No, not misleading. No,
he finna start misleading. You know, I watch a lot of Law and Order.
Anyway.
You know?
Everybody think there's a lawyer?
Yeah, you watch Law and Order
You're leading the witness.
Yeah, you're leading. I object.
He ain't gonna answer the phone.
He said, or I object.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta strike that from the thing.
From the record?
Yeah. I watch a lot of Law and Order, man. Come on, man.
Ain't nobody answering. Everybody playing golf.
Like he called the wrong number. He ain't trying to call them.
He called his other phone. He would have called his work phone.
They know. Yeah. They know not. Like, he ain't calling them for real. Everybody at work.
That man just called me.
He called you? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, man.
We got to get his family on it because the way he explained it, his family said something totally different.
They actually agreed.
No, they.
He's talking about the end, the very end.
You talking about the end? That's the end. That's the you're supposed to de-escalate all the way through the story.
If you held your peace
and then choked the dude to death at the end, you didn't de-escalate the situation.
Choked him to death.
You know what I'm saying?
When you put up with this story.
Because you end up throwing the dude out of the window. What happened at the end? Tell me what happened at the end. When you lost.
We went and ate.
I'm saying with the dude.
What?
What happened with the, what was the last encounter with the guy?
He recovered.
The white guy.
The management told him to leave.
All right, what did you do? Your encounter, not management. You talking about management him. I'm talking about you.
After you punched him.
What was your last encounter with that guy?
I pushed him.
You pushed him where?
To his car.
Pushed him back.
No. You pushed him out of the restaurant, bro. Do you understand how hard you got to push somebody?
Bro, we were in the lobby, bro. By the door.
Did he go out of the door?
The door was open.
He went through the door.
No, did he go out the door, though?
He went
through the door.
You can say through the door.
It's an open door, so it's just space.
Who opened the door?
The doors are open.
The doors are open.
Yeah.
And you pushed him through the open door.
It's right there.
And then what happened?
The management came in.
Right then.
Yeah.
He can't get his face straight.
I'm protecting my elder.
No.
He chest bumped my uncle.
Right. How tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
You 5'11". How tall is your elder?
6'3".
Yeah.
He could have pushed way him bigger himself, than
you.
Right.
Okay, but still, though. I'm not going to let you do my uncle like that. You know, I thought
you was de-escalating, though.
I was. I was trying to back him up from the uncle.
At the end, no.
Because he already broke glasses. He pushing and stuff. Like, bro, stop. And he's still coming forward. I got to defend. Self-defense is what it is.
Nah, bro. Your daddy was like, boy, you was all over that boy. Anyway. We had to pull you up. Anyway. That's what your daddy said. And your mom was like, no. You de-escalate. No. You de-escalate. No. And he was like, I don't like to argue. You don't like to argue. I was like, oh, anyway. The camera.
Anyway.
Right. Hey. That's why his mom and his uncle.
Everything came together in the food. In the food. You split it.
Make sure we don't need a suit. General in the game to give up a quick. Let's go.